hidden rays of power. In the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3 and verse 3 and 4, the prophet speaks of the rays of power coming from the hands of God himself, and that those rays of power were hidden. The prophet wrote, and I quote, "God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran, Selah. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. And his brightness was as the light. He had horns," and the margin says rays, "coming out of his hands. And there was the hiding of his power." The word Teman means from the right hand. Jesus came from the right hand of the Father. This illuminating word from the prophet Habakkuk is surely an allusion to the cross of Jesus and the nail scars in his hands. Because those nails on the cross penetrating his flesh released mighty rays of power, grace, and mercy to mankind. Furthermore, those mighty lightning bolts of divine power are hidden to all save those to whom the power of the cross is revealed. Without question, hidden, invisible rays of mighty power streamed from the hands of Jesus when his hands touched the dead child of the ruler of the synagogue and raised her to life again. And when his hands picked up bread and multiplied it endlessly to feed a hungry host. Or when his hands touched the eyes of blind Bartimaeus and restored them to 20/20 vision. And when his hands touched an ear and a tongue, and lo, the deaf mute heard and spoke clearly. And his hands touched a limb withered to lifelessness and caused new life to stream through the dead tissue. And when those hands were nailed to a cross, and out of those nail holes flowed such abundant compassion and life, that it became a river of eternal life and redemption to a whole world. Rays of life power streamed out of his hand, and there was a hiding of his power. God loves to hide his precious things. He does not like to put on a show. He would heal or deliver someone and tell them not to tell anyone. The mysteries of God and his ways are so foreign and unknown that even when he releases his hidden power, it is still wrapped in mystery. In all of his works, he is ever a mystery. Mysteriously, he works with life power and wisdom power that are energies and forces utterly unknown and unseen in our human world. Powers at work with the speed and power of lightning. Ezekiel said that out of those fire creatures came forth light rays like lightning. He was talking about the cherubim that represented man in his fully redeemed and glorified state. The man that has been brought forth into all that God planned for him. Out from them went forth those lightning-like rays of mighty power. There is the hiding of that power within the hand of a man who is filled with the Spirit of God. Look at that hand and see nothing at all unusual. Take a scalpel and cut it open, and no foreign substance will be found there. Nail it to a tree and it will bleed and show that it has made of flesh like any man's hand. Yet that same hand can be the channel of mighty light power, irresistible power that will bring life and healing and blessings of all kinds to poor and needy men to whom God would show forth his compassion and grace. There is a secret hiding of that power that is hidden deep in the mystery of faith, and in the mystery of God, of fire abiding within earthen vessel, and in the mystery of grace of infinite compassion of God, condescending to send forth to this earth his rays of power through fire-born creatures. Fire can be kindled in many ways, but the flames of divine fire can be produced either by extreme pressures or by strong friction that will in turn produce extreme heat, kindling into flame, any material present that is combustible. Pressure is a principle of nature that causes heat exchangers such as refrigerators, air conditioners, to bring such blessing to many people. And friction in the winds of the storm will cause the lightning to flash and the thunder to roar out their warnings. God uses pressure to raise the temperature to fire kindling rains within his sons to set them aflame. Human beings do not like to live or work under pressure. Nevertheless, a life without pressure will never produce fire creatures of heaven. It is also true that the lightning rays of power can never be generated without the aggravating frictions that can and will be produced by the companions in our life, whether they be in the home, in the workplace, or in the church. It was out of the fire that the lightning went forth. Before the lightning flashes from the clouds, there is first an enormous electrical pressure built up by the friction of the winds, until the pressure becomes so powerful that it overcomes all natural impedance of nature and flashes forth. When the pressure reaches the right point, suddenly there is a terrific flash of light, saturated with energy and power, splitting the very atmosphere asunder, and the thunder roars out its complaint. Everything that bolt of light energy touched will be marked and changed. Frequently, it will ignite a fire where it touched. However, without the buildup of friction and pressure, there would be neither firepower nor lightning. God has purposed to make man in his image, and in doing so, they too will become creatures that are flames of fire. He will cause the frictions and pressures to intensify. He will kindle the fires. He will find his dwelling place in burning hearts that he himself has set aflame. God himself plans the pressures that will ignite the fires of compassion, of anointing, of zeal, and of adoring love of God in the heart and life. Fiery flames that can generate and release the lightning rays of power to specific targets of his grace and love. Rays of power that will not shoot forth in capricious sparks of a pyrotechnic show, but in divinely chosen intents and purposes.